to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz, and it's morning devotions. I hope that you're feeling pretty well today. I'm again talking about how to mend a broken heart. Recovery. How do you actually get through experiences you feel broken when you say, look, it's okay to feel good. I can feel good about myself, even though something really horrible has happened. Recovery doesn't mean the end of the pain, actually, but you know what it means? It means you're taking charge of the pain, and that pain is not controlling you anymore. And so you've started to use that pain to motivate yourself. So you need to get back and realize that life can be good, because the pain will eventually go away. And after, I think you've taken charge of it, even though it may not happen immediately. People become depressed when they don't deal with these negative feelings. You need to speak to someone. God is there. People will listen. God actually will heal you inside out, because the psalmist says he heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. So don't look at these failed attempts as a reflection on the real you. The fact that you've failed doesn't make you a failure. You need to learn from that experience and give yourself a better chance to succeed. There might have been some warning signs, but I think it's important to ask for God's guidance. Use this time of self-discovery and self-acceptance, and you become aware to find out what you really want in life. It could actually be the turning point of your life. Find out, what is it that I really want in life? And don't settle for anything less. Keep praying. Join a prayer group. Ask people to pray for you. Because James 5:16 in the New Testament says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. The Holy Spirit is there to be your counselor and your friend. He can remind you of things that Jesus has said. Be a friend to yourself by developing this mindset. You know, we've spoken about this before in Morning Devotions, the mind. It can play tricks, but the Bible says in Philippians 4:8, whatever is true and whatever is noble, whatever things are right and pure and lovely, whatever is admirable, think about these things, the things that are excellent and praiseworthy. It certainly makes a difference to be thinking like that. Be kind to yourself, and I'm sure you'll attract people who will treat you in that way. Forgive yourself and whoever has hurt you. Don't be bogged down by other people's emotional baggage. Forgiveness, of course, is that doorway to emotional freedom. If you feel that there's pain there, move it and think about something positive. Why not become a volunteer if you can do that? It'll make you feel better about yourself as you help other people. Write down on a bit of paper the strengths that you've got and remind yourself, reinvent yourself and imagine how you could be. There's no use pretending, is it? Pretending is doing something while telling yourself it's not who you are, you're just acting. So you can reinvent yourself and asking God to actually show you to be the person that he intended you to be. Some positive affirmations, and think about them. In Job 22 verse 28, it says, you will also declare a thing and it will be established for you, a new thing. And there are lots of examples of affirmation. You know, to say, well, I am a worthwhile person. I am me. I love me. And that's not a boast. It's not about ego. It's saying that you respect who you are, that I'm a winner, that God has made me as a significant, worthwhile person, that I'm in charge of my own mind. I don't need other people to tell me what to say or what to think. If I'm an adult, then I can choose and make my own decisions, that I'm a positive and a confident person. So the Bee Gees, when that song was sung in the 70s, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? The real answer is with God's help, God helping you, he can mend that broken heart. Well, dear God, it's easy to become confused as we think about brokenness and broken hearts. And Lord, we've had that. Life's got a habit of throwing up all kinds of issues. And sometimes, Lord, we're out of our depth. We don't know what to do. So I pray, dear Lord, give us the answers we need. And Lord, when we get the answers, we promise to thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.